Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Boys will be boys. That means men, and it's saying a lot of us behave like idiots, get caught doing it, and then do it again anyway. Because boys will be boys. This week, I'm looking at two American movies about guys being guys. There's a documentary about a politician trying to revive his moribund career, and a comedy drama about a guy trying to revive his expired buddy. Wiener, directed by Josh Kriegman and Elise Steinberg. Anthony Wiener was a rising young politician representing part of Brooklyn in the U.S. Congress. He was a progressive Democrat, tried and true, and a popular politician. He even appeared as a guest on Jon Stewart's Daily Show. He was outgoing, friendly, smart, and funny, but he was forced to resign his seat following a so-called scandal. Basically, he did some sexting. That means sending sexual selfies by email to a woman he'd met online but never encountered in person. He flirted with a woman online, sent a picture. Wiener shows his wiener. That's the entire scandal, but it was enough to bring him down. So, a few years later, he thinks, maybe I should try again. Maybe I don't want to live my life as a guy with a funny name. That's the punchline of a joke. Maybe the people have forgiven me and they like what I'm saying. So, he decides to run for mayor of New York City, his hometown. He travels around the five boroughs, he shakes hands, kisses babies, tries local food, he marches in parades, and he gives speeches everywhere, in person, on TV, on the radio, and his popularity grows. But then, remember those selfies, those sexts he sent? Turns out, he sent more than one. Scandal! Okay, Wiener is a fantastic fly-on-the-wall documentary that follows the spectacle of an American political campaign. The cameras are allowed into his home, behind the scenes, and his headquarters, his phone calls, everything. And you see his campaign crumble before your very eyes. It's really painful. Most of all, for his wife, Huma Abedin. If you haven't heard of her, she's the smart, beautiful, high-powered political staffer for the Democratic Party, and she's also, this is important, Hillary Clinton's top aide. And in this movie, she's the long-suffering wife of Anthony Wiener, who causes her so much trouble. This is a great documentary. Swiss Army Man, directed by Dan Kwan and Daniel Scheiner. Hank, played by Paul Dano, lives the life of a beachcomber on a remote island in the Pacific. He camps out there, living on the flotsam and jetsam that washes up on shore, but this guy's no happy camper. No luck with girls, his dad doesn't like him, no friends. It's not clear how he washed up on this shore, but however he got there, he's clearly lonely, misunderstood, and depressed. In fact, the movie begins with him hanging himself. That is, until just at that moment, someone washes up on shore. A person. Well, a dead body, actually. Hank tries to revive him, but he's clearly just a fully dressed corpse. But this is no ordinary dead man. This one is full of gas. He loudly farts into the sand. I'm not making this up. He uses this expelled gas to climb on top of him like a skidoo and ride him across the ocean. And when they touch land again, Hank decides to keep the body around as a new friend. He calls him Manny because he's a man, played by Daniel Radcliffe. Manny's very useful. When it rains, his body fills with water and Hank can use him like a water fountain. Punch him in the stomach and water shoots out of his mouth, something he can drink. But he's not just a human Swiss Army knife. After a few days, he begins to talk back. Manny is a tabula rasa, like a newborn babe who knows nothing, so it's up to Hank to educate him about the birds and the bees, truth and lies, meaning of life, etc. Finally, Hank has found a true friend, someone he can share his deepest secrets with, someone he can share his stale Cheetos with. And as Manny slowly comes back to life like a human, the two of them decide it's time to look for civilization and move back into the real world. But is the real world ready for a talking corpse and an oddball loner? Swiss Army Man is a weird movie, to say the least. It's a fantasy seen through the eyes of someone not quite right in the head. It has big stars, but with a low-budget indie feel. It's funny, it's stupid, weird, cute, quirky, and actually sort of touching. I kind of liked it. On the surface, it seems like a reboot of Castaway, where Tom Hanks makes friends with a volleyball, but it's not. This one doesn't take itself nearly as seriously, and I think that's its best point. Wiener and Swiss Army Man both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.